Proclamation number 1872 of 2nd April 1941. Free choice for good or evil, redemption of evil. It may seem incomprehensible to people that God's justice does not intervene where the actions of humanity clearly bear the stamp of evil. But this is due to the fact that every instinct must be given the opportunity to fulfill itself, that a person must be free to do both good and evil, otherwise no deed could be fully valued. God will never prevent a being from doing what it wants. It bears the responsibility for its actions itself, and must therefore also accept the consequences. The gates upwards as well as downwards must be open to him. Only then can man speak of a free decision. However, if God were to prevent evil or immediately destroy the practitioners of evil, good would not be able to prove itself. Man would then have to be good, because nothing else would be possible, and this would truly not be satisfactory, because it is precisely by overcoming evil that strength is tested. But evil is also to be redeemed one day, so it cannot be destroyed. The spiritual battle is immense, and good is always exposed to the hostility of evil, but can only grow stronger from it. And so the good also increases in strength, while the evil decreases more and more and must therefore ultimately also be redeemed. Destroying something completely would put God's wisdom to shame, because what God has once created is so wisely considered by him that it can no longer fall prey to destruction. Man's work is certainly in need of improvement and can sometimes be destroyed again as unsuitable, but what God has created will endure for all time and can only be at a distance from God. And that is why all his love and care is focused on drawing all beings closer to himself again. But it can only reach this goal in complete free will. But in order to be able to be active in free will, the being must have both possibilities of a decision. If evil did not exist, then the being would inevitably profess the good, but this would not be a merit, but simply a matter of course, which would result from the lack of resistance. Recognizing good and evil is given to every being, so man must also have the right to decide. In order to be good, he must have recognized evil and detest it. Only then does he acquire divine grace, and then evil will no longer be a danger to him. Amen.